Okay, this is step number three of Be Magic in 2018. This one can be a tricky one, and I want you to not set yourself up for failure, to just do what feels good and right to you, okay? There are no rules. There are only your, like, what works for you. I was going to say your rules, but don't make rules for yourself. Do what feels good. That's what's going to get you results. So this is a list of 100 things to do in 2018. Don't put the things that you have to do on here unless you want to. I said there are no rules. Breaking my own rule of no rules. But put things on there that would be fun. You can put things on there that you know you're going to do, that you want to do. I mean, if you've already scheduled a trip and you know you're going to have it, you can still put it on there. It's a nice memento of things that you've planned and created and made in your life, even if you already know that they're going to happen in 2018. If you have never done this before, 100 things is a lot. That's a lot. The first year that I tried doing the 100 things list, I think I got to like 60 maybe, and it was hard. And then I was like, I'm repeating things. I don't know what to do. That's fine. That is so fine. If you only do 50, if you only do 20, it's perfect. You do what works for you. One of the things that has helped me, to kind of charge my imagination is to, break each 10 sometimes down into different categories. Like I might try to find 10 things to do related to career, 10 things to do related to family stuff with my kids, 10 things to do for my relationship with my husband, 10 things to do to pamper and nurture myself, 10 things to do to improve my health, 10 things to do travel-wise or exploring new things. I love to have new experiences, whether they are traveling or just like, and this could go under health too, I'm going to do acupuncture this year because I've never experienced it. I've always been curious. That was one of mine for last year, and yeah, I really like it actually. I've been seeing an acupuncturist for like a month now, but you know, put things on there and that are interesting to you. But if that's one way to do it. And sometimes people ask me, like, I want to put something on there, but I know I can't get it done this year, but I want to put things on there that I just want to do. And that's fine too. You can put things on there that maybe take three or four or 5 years for you to be able to do them. That's fine. You can go ahead and put them on this list. And then if you do a new list, you can transfer it. Or you can make this list 100 things that I'm going to do in the next 5 years. This is for you. Nobody else but you. And it's, if you just make this a list of goals to check off, it's, you know, it's not going to be very fun. Don't make it like, you know, some kind of corporate goal list. Make it things that you want to do that you know will be fun and enjoyable for you. It's not about checking off a list of 100 things. It's about opening your mind to think about all the possibilities of what you could experience in this year. And, you know, most people don't check off all 100. Most people don't even write all 100. So just remember too, do not judge yourself. You are ahead of the game because you're actually thinking about next year and just thinking about what you want to create in your life. Having goal lists puts you at, you know, in the top, I know, at least 10%, I believe. I don't have the research handy, but you're definitely in the top if you actually create goals. And then if you actually work on the goals that you write down, you're going to have momentum. And, you know, you can put goals, like I said, there's no rules. You can put goals that are like, you know, I'm going to make so much money, or I'm going to have such and such job. I mean, those are great goals, and I'm not saying not to do those, but really think about why you want to do those and how it's going to make you feel to do those, so that you're not just like, you know, like if you make a goal to pay off all your debt and you spend the whole year just like stressing and constantly working on this debt process, and hey, you paid it off, but the year was not any fun. That's not always, you know, the way you want to do it. It's kind of like Abraham Hicks says, there's no happy ending to an unhappy journey. So find a way to tap back into that word that you created, your word of the year, as you're going through creating these goals, and then especially as you're going through doing these goals. Because if your word of the year is joy, and you're not feeling joyful doing these goals, you may either need to tweak the goals or tweak how you feel about them. So have fun with that. If you need help, feel free to reach out on my Facebook page, Facebook group, email, however works for you. I would love to be there to support you in figuring out what you want to do in 2018. And I will talk to you in the next audio, step number 4.